Want to welcome all of you this morning. We're so glad that you're with us, and we are invited today to come to Christ, our living stone, who is making us into a beautiful building made in the Spirit. And so we are so glad that you're with us today. We want to also invite and welcome all of those who are listening online to also worship with us. They may be doing it later in this week. But we are so glad that they're with us also, as we have come into this place to touch the heart of Jesus and experience His grace today and learn a little bit more about the process involved in walking in who we are and what we are called to do. So as we begin today, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and never shall be, world without end. Amen.
Well, let's join together for our call to worship in your bulletins this morning. May our hearts not be troubled.
Though we are shaken, we will trust in the Lord.
God's presence is open to all.
Jesus has led the way for us to God's presence.
Even though we may miss the way, let us worship God, made known to us in Jesus. Well, let's join together there, and we can sing our first hymn this morning, hymn number 452, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. You can use the hymn books or on the PowerPoint this morning.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine. On the everlasting arms, what a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the arm, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim's way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arm, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm.
Let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Faithful God, you are our refuge in times of trouble and our shelter when we are afraid. In you alone we place our trust, for you set the way before us in Christ Jesus. Bless this time as we gather for worship and guide us this week and always. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and you can either turn in your hymn books to hymn number 188 or follow along on the PowerPoint there. Fairest Lord Jesus, we're doing all four verses this morning.
Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man the Son.
I'm going to invite our children to come forward if they would. You got to watch them or they'll take over the conversation. I've had that before. We want to go to our time of prayer this morning. And we always give everybody an opportunity that would like to share maybe a joy or concern, a prayer concern. And so we want to do that this morning. So maybe you have a joy or concern you'd like to share this morning before we go to prayer. Well, we got a couple of them here to start. What? Unspoken, okay. And go ahead.
Ralph Jackman had surgery Friday to freeze the valves on his heart to get his heart to stay in rhythm.
Ah.
And he hasn't heard back from him yet, or the family.
Okay. Is Mike his son? Okay, yes. I probably met him once before, but yeah. Someone else, yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. Two of those this morning. Someone else.
I
Yes.
I got two things concerned as yesterday I had Jean DeVault with me and we were having a good time and she had one of her bad spells and I had to drive her home. That's why she's not here today. And the other thing is last Sunday I asked the church to pray to God that it wouldn't rain between the hours of 2 and 4 for the autism run. Well, God answered our prayers in more ways than one. The kids turned in $5,500.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And I'm so proud.
That's good. Thank God for that. You know what? I think I sold them. Was that in Troy?
No, they headed out of the campground and they went down the bypass there.
Okay. Well, maybe I saw some people that had been there or something because I saw, yeah. And oh, wow, that's good. That's good. Somebody else, joy or concern? Yes. Okay, we got a couple of them. Let's go way in the back with Nancy.
I have asked for an unspoken, and I also asked for prayers for my brother, Jim Roach. He had heart surgery this week. I didn't even know anything about it, and the top of his heart is not doing very well.
Tell me his first name again.
Jim,
okay. Yeah, so we want to remember Jim in our prayers, asking for God's touch upon him as he's recovering. And who else? Others that had their...
George's back.
Yes, it's good to see Georgia this morning. You didn't want to embarrass her, but it was good to see her. She came to the Bible study. I was so glad. And she started asking questions right away. And because that's what she always would do. And I loved it. Yeah. Okay, and we want to remember him. He is on our monthly calendar list and a prayer list and praying that God would open up that door for him to be able to get that transplant. And so definitely want to continue to pray for him. Any others this morning? Yes. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, when I was on Vicodin with before I had my back surgery, my wife said I said a few off the wall things too. So I was glad to get off that stuff. Somebody else. Yes.
I do want to thank the Lord for bringing us this warm weather back.
Yes. Yeah. When she came back from Texas, from the winter, it was already chilly out. I thought I saw another hand. Yeah.
I had another concern, Marcella Rose. She was in the hospital. They've taken her back to the nursing home. She's not doing good at all.
Did she say Stella?
Marcella.
Oh, Marcella. Sorry. Yeah. I didn't hear the first name, so Marcella. Okay, we want to remember Marcella then this morning. And I saw a couple other hands. Yeah. Yep. Well, you're probably glad for the warmer weather, too. I was telling Chase we were coming home from school. I said, when it starts getting up in these 70s, you're going to see that corn and beans start popping up quick. Was there any others? Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
My brother Dom had surgery on his eye, on his optical nerve. And my sister-in-law fell this week and broke her leg.
What's her name?
Judy.
Okay, so we want to keep Don in our prayers as he's recovering from... You said he had surgery on that eye? And then Judy with the fall there and praying for her. So, well, there's lots of them to mention there. We want to continue praying for Mary and continue strength for her. And Bruce, continued strength and grace. He is getting around much better. And we know that his days are, as I had said with you before, are in God's hands. And we're just wanting him to be here as long as he can be here with us. So as she plays, she'll play a little bit there. And during that short little time, we'll give you an opportunity there just quietly in your seats to pray and maybe lift up some of these names that happen to pop back in your head and or just ask in general. And then I'll come and close us out in prayer then. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I almost, and I even had her down on my list. Thank you for saying that. Rhea's going to have a simple surgery procedure this week, and she's just asking for prayers that everything goes well and then a good recovery afterwards. It's one of those things where she'll go in and come home the same day, and she'd appreciate your prayers for her this morning. So thank you for mentioning that. Thank you. As we just pause this morning, we're so thankful that we can gather as your people and we can come together and worship and experience your presence and your grace and your love, and that we can grow in our faith and our walk with you. And we're so glad that you've called us to be a part of a community of faith. And Lord, we just now, as we've joined together, we're just asking for your touch for those that have been mentioned today. For Rhea, Lord, as she goes in for surgery this week, we just ask you would guide the surgeon's hands and that everything will go well and they'll be able to take care of that. We pray for Ralph, Lord, with this arrhythmia, asking for your healing touch and grace there. We continue to lift up Jean, Lord, with the spell and your continued healing touch with her lungs, Lord. We pray for Jim, Lord, who's recovering from heart surgery. We pray for strength. We pray for healing for his heart and body. And we pray for Denny, Lord, asking that you would open up that door so that he can experience and receive that lung transplant. And we just ask your blessing and guidance there. And we lift up Jen with this broken hip, Lord, asking for your healing touch and mending there, quick recovery. Lord, we lift up Marcella this morning, who was in the hospital there for a while. We just ask for your healing touch and recovery for her today. Lord, we lift up Dan, who's recovering, God, after surgery, Lord, that your healing touch and strength and grace will be with him. We lift up Judy to you today, asking for your strength for her after her fall, and pray that you'll continue to give her strength each day. We pray for Mary, God, as she's going through physical therapy in Piqua Manor, Lord. We just ask for your continued healing touch and strength for her. For Bruce today, as we lift him up, we ask for your continued healing touch and strength for him, Lord. And Lord, we're thankful and grateful for him. And Lord, we pray for the farmers, Lord, as we think about them and the much needed rain that we've needed. And but we also pray that we'll be able to have some more days where they'll be able to get back in to the fields and finishing their planting. And we're thankful for that. And you continue to watch over them. We lift up these three unspoken needs today, Lord. You know exactly what those are. And we just pray that you will meet the needs and bless, Lord. And Lord, I pray if someone this morning maybe didn't feel like sharing a need, but maybe during the prayer time, they lifted up something to you. God, we just stand in agreement with them today and asking that you would meet whatever need that may be or the situation, and that your hand would be extended. We continue to lift up those, Lord, on our monthly list. So many of them with extended illnesses, many of them battling cancer. God, we just pray for your healing touch. We pray for strength and faith during these times. And we're so grateful and thankful for all of that. And we just ask your blessing upon the rest of our service. As we break the bread of your word, may you just speak to us and encourage us and build our faith. That we can go forth and serve you and realize who we are and what you called us to do. Lord, we ask your blessing upon our Relay for Life contest time, that will be not only a blessing, but it also will be able to raise the monies to be a continued blessing into the community and our United States as those that are fighting cancer, and our giving there helps and makes a difference. And we're so thankful for all of these things today. And we're thankful for your blessings in our lives and how you've called us. And so we thank you for all of these things as we ask it in the name of Jesus, our living stone and Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you so much for joining with us in prayer this morning. We know that when we join together as touching God and reaching out in the name of Jesus, that God works and in behind the scenes and brings blessings in situations. So, it's the opportunity now that we have to worship the Lord with our giving. Once again, let me say thank you for your faithfulness. It is your continued giving that continues the work of the ministry of the church here, not only in this place, but then extending it forward with the missions work and everything that Carla was talking about earlier for the month. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. let's join together there in our bulletin for our prayer of dedication. Generous God, use the gifts we offer to bring hope and renewal to the world you love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from 1 Peter chapter 2 this morning. This is our lectionary letter reading this morning. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 10. Like newborn babies, be hungry for nothing but milk, the pure milk that will make you grow into salvation. Now that you have tasted that our God is good. Come to Christ, a living stone, rejected by mortals, but approved nonetheless, chosen and precious in God's eyes. And you are living stones as well. You are being built into a spiritual house to become a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. For Scripture has it, see, I am laying a cornerstone in Zion, an approved stone and precious. Those who put their faith in it will not be shaken. The stone is precious for you who have faith. But for those without faith, the stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And at the same time, an obstacle and a stumbling block. Those who stumble and fall are disbelievers in God's word. It is their destiny to do so. You, however, are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people set apart to sing the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into the wonderful divine light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, you know, I like to start with something funny. So Wilford was an active layperson at Grace Presbyterian Church. He went to see his minister, Carl, for advice. Wilford complained that he was severely depressed. Business was bad. His wife had left him. The bill collectors were coming after him. And he was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. The minister gave him solace as much as he could and then said, go home, pick up your Bible, and open it randomly. Ask the Lord for guidance and then read the first two words you see, and they will provide you the advice you need for your situation. Just the first two words, said Wilford. That's right, said the pastor. So the pastor did not see Wilford for months. Then one day, while in town, the minister saw Wilford drive up in a Rolls Royce. He got out of the car with a beautiful young woman in his arm, and the minister walked up to him and said, well, I can definitely see your situation has changed. You look very prosperous. Yes, replied the man. I took your advice. I went home, opened the Bible at random, and read the first two words. Well, what were the first two words that you read? Asked the pastor. Chapter 11, replied Wilford. Now, I don't usually ever give anybody advice to go home and open up your Bible and point. It's like the story I heard where the guy did that, and his first one said, Judas went out and hanged himself, and the next one he said, it said, go and do likewise. So, yeah. So don't take that as a guidance in your life. Or I want to talk to you this morning about living stones, shining with the life of Christ. Before each game, and at the end of each practice, the coach is for Chase's traveling soccer team, Butler United Gray Force, has a little cadence that they do. He's got a military background, by the way, and he works at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And here's what they say. Who are we? Butler, the kids will yell out. What are we? What are we? United, the kids will yell out. And then he'll say, what did we come to do? And they will respond, play hard. Now that cadence just doesn't happen. It takes playing the game every week according to that cadence. And our reading from 1 Peter offers something similar for the churches living on the ragged edge of the Roman Empire. Here's that cadence, so to speak. Think about this way. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people who are God's own possession. You have become this people so that you may speak of the wonderful acts of the one who called you out of darkness into the divine light. Those words reminded those early followers of Jesus of their identity and calling. And yet, 1 Peter reminds us that there's a process to that. Sometimes we just don't walk out all of a sudden and that all begins to happen and be in a part of our lives, although that can. But there's a process involved with walking in who we are and what we are called to do. And I think that process is true for us today. And that's what I want us to look at for just a few moments. Two of them this morning, and they're all centered around growth. Growth this morning. So let's look at the first one. Growing in our faith. Growing in our faith. What do we do? What does that involve? Well, Peter lets us know we grow through spiritual nourishment. Let me read his words there. As newborn babies long for the spiritual milk that will make you grow up to salvation. Just as newborn babies crave the milk of his or her mom, our mother, so we crave the milk that is proper for us on our faith journey. It doesn't matter where we're at, how old we are, whether we're 9 or 90, we are all called to the process of growing in our faith. And God has spiritual milk for each of us on the trek. That's why you may be talking to this Christian over here, and God is showing them something from scripture or from a Bible study or teaching or their devotions or whatever. And you're like, well, I've never heard that before. I might not believe that. Or, wow, how'd you see that? But God's Spirit enlightens each of us in our own place in our lives and guides us along the path so that we can grow in our faith. And that's not just something that happens overnight. Such growth is a lifelong process. It's a process. In theology, we call this sanctification, if you've ever heard that term before, or spiritual formation, if you like that term better. And parents take comfort in the fact that their babies will grow in time. Jody and I weren't worrying about whether Chase was going to grow every day. We just did those things that we knew we needed to do. The bottle and then baby food. And yeah, there's a process involved with all of that. And in the same way, God takes comfort in guiding us and in knowing that we are growing into the people that we are meant to be as his followers, growing in our faith. And then second thing is growing in community. I don't know if you caught all of what's going on in our reading today, but one of the key ways, and throughout all of Paul's writings especially, one of the key ways that we grow in our faith is growing in community together. There's no lone rangers for Jesus in the Bible. And we grow as we gather in Christ, our living stone. Peter says that in such a way that it's almost like we, as we're going to see in just a moment, we become chips off the old block. Have you ever heard that before? Maybe you were talking to somebody about their son or daughter, and then you met the mom and dad, and you're like, wow, he's a chip off the old block from dad or whatever, you know. And that's the way we are. We are chips off of the living stone, Jesus Christ, and each of us. And for some reason, growing in community is how God chose for this to happen. First Peter reminds us to regularly draw near to Christ. Peter says there, come to Christ. It's present active. He's saying it's something we constantly do. He is the reason. Christ is the reason we receive life. And as a result of that, we are being built together into a community of living stones. It's where we grow. It's where we flourish. And it's where we walk in our destiny as a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, God's own special people. And like the process we take with our kids, you know, it's funny, being a part of the family and Jody being a speech therapist and learned all of those things that was involved with that, and early childhood education was her undergrad plus communication disorders. I'll never forget, and I didn't know this, but I'll never forget when she said, if a kid walks before they crawl, there will be developmental problems because they, for some reason or another, their brain did not follow the normal process. And you know what? There are normal processes with Christians. That's why we got to extend grace, because we're all at different places in our lives and on different paths. And as I said, the Lord directs us and gives each of us that milk we need. You know, if you had that infant that couldn't handle formula, certain types of formula, but maybe had to have Carnation Good Start, that's different. I mean, everyone is different. And as living stones, we are rooted in God's ordinary yet magnificent handiwork. And I use those two words for a reason. Ordinary and magnificent or wonderful for God's handiwork. Because as I was going through this and preparing this week, I asked the question, why stones? Why stones? Well, think about it. Stones are the stuff of the earth. In fact, really, they're the stuff of the cosmos. And this, we are living in a world where we are part of it, because if you go back to Genesis, we've been made from that dirt, that dust. So this is not a theology where we want to escape the world, but a theology of everyday, dirty, messy lives on planet Earth. Because the church is messy lives infused with the life of the living stone, who Peter says was rejected, crucified, yet became the cornerstone, resurrected, raised, so we can sing the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into that wonderful divine light. And this all takes place in community. And that's why it's so important. I think I shared this illustration with you, many years ago. And I think it hits home with what I've been talking about. Do you remember when I talked to you about clinker bricks? Clinker bricks are bricks that did not make the cut. For some reason or another, they came out of the kiln misshaped or disformed. There's a Presbyterian church in New York State that was intentionally built out of clinker bricks. Apparently, the congregation wanted to send a message, so they built their church out of imperfect, rejected bricks. And the message is that we are all imperfect people, but through Christ, we become living stones in His church. And at times, we may seem like we are in ruin or rubble, yet Christ takes our lives and continues to make us into something beautiful as we sing that chorus ever so often. So here's my challenge today. Rise, church, as you leave today from the pews, and leave this place knowing that you are living stones who are shining with the life of Christ, the living stone in each of us. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a moment or two and greet one another. Some of those close by you, greet and share the blessing. And then we'll close out with our chorus before we dismiss. Thank you. Appreciate that. Sing our final chorus there this morning. You can turn to 175 if you want to use the hymn book, or you can sing along on the PowerPoint. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdom shall all pass away, but there's something about that. Let's sing it one more time. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdom will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Well, let's join together in our bulletins for our benediction. We are God's people who have received mercy.
Christ lives in us each new day.
May the Spirit guide us in the way. May Christ reveal the truth in us. And may God grant us life abundant now and forevermore. Amen.